escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I would like to point out that as we start the show today, I am going to have this conversation. I will. But I would like it not necessarily under duress, not necessarily under protest, but I would like it on the record that I thought we were done talking about Kenny Pickett. And it appears that is not entirely the case.
Not yet. I almost texted you, by the way. So I left this show, and it's a DD Wednesdays, a 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And I like to listen to a DD Wednesdays.
Is that the official branding?
That's how they call it. They call it a DD Wednesdays. Yeah, that's what Pony and Mueller call it. I listen to them for that, and I listen to Florio, who also joins them on Wednesdays. And that's how I kick off my Wednesday nights.
So, respected reporter, and then Mike Florio.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's a good balance for me. Yeah. And so I tuned into a DD. And instant fireworks. I legitimately, by the time I got to my car, I was like, I'm not bothering Nick. But I got so close to texting you to be like, you have to listen to this. It was a DD going back and forth. Pony was on one in the highest order. Aditi was mad that she couldn't get any thoughts in, couldn't get any words in. And then luckily, I woke up this morning and Ken and Anthony were talking about it as well, so we're all good.
So is this first bit of... So you've heard this. I have not heard this piece of sound. Which thing are we going to listen to right now from Aditi from 93.7 The Fan?
This is the non-confrontational side of things.
Okay.
This was not the... from a radio perspective, I want you to go back and hear how awkward it was for the first 4 minutes of that interview.
Okay, but doing it 6:55 tonight.
Now, I'm talking to you personally. I'm not talking to the audience. I'm talking to you personally.
I'll do it on the break.
I think you'll absolutely love it because it was about as uncomfortable of radio as you'll possibly hear.
I do love that. So this is Aditi, I'm guessing, answering something about whether Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders, who has a better chance to start in the NFL.
Who do you think has a better chance of being an NFL starting quarterback?
See?
Kenny Pickett or Shedeur Sanders? What would you say?
Kenny Pickett.
So then why keep Sanders over Pickett?
I can tell you, I don't want to insult anybody, but I can name starting quarterbacks in the current National Football League whose coaches have told me that Kenny Pickett is better than the guy that they are starting.
Okay, but why keep Sanders over Pickett then?
Because you used a draft pick on him. We've seen plenty of teams cut draft picks that they just drafted. There are plenty of questions associated with why you would draft a quarterback just two rounds after a quarterback that you very clearly liked so much, but that's what they did. And Andrew Berry is someone who has not been known to cut loose a guy that he just drafted. And so there you are. And now the development of these quarterbacks becomes yet another thing that Kevin Stefanski has to figure out and deal with amidst massive circus that surrounds anything and everything related to Shedeur Sanders.
All right. Would you like to address the idea that Shador's only still here because he was a recent fifth-round pick, or am I allowed to go off on how the hell we say Shedeur Sanders' damn name? There's a choose your own adventure. I am heated about one of them. I'm assuming you're going to be heated about one of them. And then we'll eventually get to the Kenny Pickett rainbow here.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's Shedeur Sanders. For the love of God. I've heard both people there, and I really love Aditi Kinkabwala. She's awesome. All right? Both people there mispronounced the name. Matt Corrali in his 2020 today mispronounced the name. It's not hard. It's Shedeur Sanders. It's Shedeur Sanders. For the love of God.
I like that this bothers you because it's the type of thing that would bother me, but I like that it bothers you.
How can people nail DJ Uiagalelei?
They can't. No, you can nail it. They can't.
No. People like...
Baskin still doesn't say Antetokounmpo. What are we talking about?
But we actually... No. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a higher... Antetokounmpo.
You've said it wrong two times in a row now.
Has a higher... hit rate than Shedeur Sanders? Aditi is not this kind of person. When Pony says it, oh, he's being disrespectful. That's a bit. Oh, how cute. The guy who nobbed for Kenny Pickett for 2 years and then acts like the guy is the scourge of the earth. That guy doesn't want to... That's fine. That's his bit. He's allowed to do it. It's his show. But we got update people on... We got hosts on this station in this town that can't say Shedeur Sanders? Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
What host can't say his name?
That one was a shot at somebody else that doesn't work here, so that I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I didn't know who you're talking about there. No.
But there are other people who cannot say the damn name right. It's Shedeur Sanders. Let's just Shedeur Sanders.
I almost wonder if so many people have said it wrong that people have confused themselves into what exactly is right.
They've turned Shedeur Sanders into Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, I don't know. And then also then there becomes something where then they become scared to then say the wrong thing. Like, for instance, the new Browns wide receiver, his name is Malachi Corley. But if you look at the pronunciation guide, it's supposed to be a Malachi Corley. But Everyone says Malachi. Even the broadcasters that I watched tape on from last year, they all say Malachi. But the pronunciation guide clearly says Malachi. He wants it to be Malachi, but you can see how the confusion arises.
Mm.
Enough people then say Malachi. Even if it is Malachi, we're never going to get this right.
He's now Malachi to me. Have you ever heard people do that? There's two names that get consistently mispronounced on this planet. It's Malachi and it's Choli, which is Chloe. Which I want to say there had been somebody that I knew was thinking about naming their daughter Chloe. Yeah, and I was like, don't do it.
That might happen.
So. Do not do it because she will be called Choli for the rest of her life at least once a year.
I think I've told you, nobody goes with Choli.
Yes.
You've got an instance of one person in your life.
No, my wife has been the person that thinks it's Choli. And I've heard it.
Like it's Master Choli or something. I don't understand how she got there.
I'm neither too high, but my wife is an incredibly intelligent human being who saw Choloe and thought Choli.
I'm sorry she had that happened to her.
You,
it's 1% of people's response to that.
No,
that's not going to be across the board.
It is so much that we can't say Shedeur. And it's phonetic. It's right there. And you think you're going to walk around with a kid named Choli and get away with it?
No one's going to call her Choli.
I guarantee
you. No one's going to call her Choli.
I guarantee
if it
you.
Ends up being Chloe, and it seems like it's in the driver's seat right now. My wife's got this weird thing.
Get a new
she's
car.
Like, she's like, I still got to see the kid and make sure that she's a Chloe. And I'm like, okay, that's going to be the difference.
No, that's a
but
good.
But that's fine. That's
no.
her process.
Team Elise on this.
I don't mess
ahead.
With her process. She did it for Charlotte, too. She's like, I got to see the kid and make sure it's a Charlotte. I said, okay, fine. If that's what you have to see, then okay, we can do that. And who knows? Maybe she'll throw me a curveball and look at this child and be like, that is not a Choli.
It's not Chloe. It's actually a Choli.
If your wife, and she won't because she'll have it right by the time she meets young Choli, but if she calls her Choli, I might just turn around and walk out. I might just, that's it for the day. I'm not giving you a response.
I think she's only going to say it if she sees the name, right? If she sees the baby, she's like, oh, what beautiful Choli.
It's not a normal response to the name Chloe. It just isn't.
Chloe's out there. 216-474-0092. I am throwing this out to Chloe Nation.
Has anyone ever messed up your name ever?
No. Specifically, have you heard your name pronounced Choli by people? I almost said by dumb people, then I realized what I was going to say there. No, by very smart people. Some say the smartest people. I guarantee you it's happened.
I got a better chance of someone being like you're a Cholo than Choli.
Now, I know because Kenny Pickett has now been traded for the second time or third time in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're in damage control because Kenny Pickett's a nice guy and all that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just think the organization had a bigger investment in Shedeur Sanders and that Kenny Pickett's had his time to prove who he is in the quarterback. I think it's overly favorable to Kenny Pickett to suggest the only reason he's not here and Shedeur is one was a more recent draft pick.
Here's what I do think matters in this discussion, and this matters to how he speaks about Dylan Gabriel, though. Anytime Kevin Stefanski wants to say something favorable, I can remind people that he once sold off Kenny Pickett for a fifth-round pick, someone that he talked about as if he was the greatest quarterback he's ever seen. A fifth-round pick is all it took to move off of that love? Like, I'm gonna equate it to Dylan in many, many ways. Like, you can talk about Dylan as much as he loves him. The reason why we believe that he loves Dylan is because he's given Dylan the opportunities and the actions have corresponded with his words. But he is wax poetic about Kenny Pickett in a way that I have no evidence to back up that with now.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, I think it's almost like a crutch. I think I've pointed this out several times before. Just because the Browns say they like somebody doesn't mean they love somebody, right? And the Browns, when they came into camp, there were 90 guys they liked. They wouldn't be here if they didn't like them. There might be about 25 guys they loved, right? There might be 30, let's say 40 guys that they loved, right?
Okay, sure.
So this idea of, and it's become like this blank check of an endorsement of a player. Well, they really like Malachi.
Everyone's
going to
say Malachi, but it's Malachi.
They really like Malachi Corley. Okay, they could cut him in 2 days. And I do think, like, because it's become almost like a, you can't rebut this. Well, they like this guy. Okay, I can rebut this. They like a lot of guys, and they cut a lot of guys.
And
they
get
like
rid of them. Like, I remember listening to the coach's show that we aired here. Was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago? And listening to him talk about Snoop Huntley was as if he was Brett Favre.
Yes.
I mean, he talked about Snoop Huntley. I mean, maybe he just has the Coach Riz syndrome, and maybe that's what I have to settle on. Coach Riz, I always do believe he just finds the good in every quarterback imaginable because he himself was once a quarterback. And so he just finds the best pieces and best parts of a quarterback. And then he just kind of goes off on that. And I feel like maybe Stefanski has some of that too, because there's not many things, or really many quarterbacks that we can find where he's been anything but what seems to be over the top positive.
Well, and remember, it's not just Kevin Stefanski saying it. It's also people then reporting, hey, they like this guy. Yeah, no bleep. That's why they're here.
But again, that fits when people want Kevin Stefanski to like a guy and then they hear what he says. It's convenient how it works when it's Kenny Pickett. He said a lot of really nice thing about Shedeur Sanders, too. It's just people don't want to believe that Kevin Stefanski could like Shedeur, so they just push that to the side and say, I don't believe it.
This leads to the point of how much do they really like any of these players. I'll tell you how much they really like Kenny Pickett. They liked him so much that when somebody came and said, we'll give you a fifth rounder for Kenny Pickett, they thought, yeah, that'll do.
They thought, yeah, that's worth it. It's like, okay, if you think that's worth it, then you didn't really like Kenny Pickett that much at all.
So in fairness, they liked him enough to give up a fifth rounder for him, and they liked him so much that when somebody offered them the fifth round pick
and when they
thought, this feels like a fair trade.
When they gave up the fifth round pick, they had nothing in the holster. Remember, that was before Joe Flacco was signed. That was before the two rookie quarterbacks were here as well. That was them just trying to make sure they had a quarterback on the roster. So, I mean, clearly, they don't love Kenny Pickett as much as they try to tell us that they did.
Now, I've done this segment under duress, under slight protest. I'm now going to make a binding resolution with every person listening here, with Matt Corrale, who said Shedeur Sanders' name wrong earlier. Still not over it. It's okay, buddy. You're young. You'll get over this eventually.
Thanks, Nick.
I didn't ask for you to talk. Ooh, that was mean. I'm so sorry. Wow. That was meaner than the Shedeur thing.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that was very... Whoa. That was very somebody else that sits in this chair. I'm very sorry about that.
Must be the chair guy.
It really is. Yeah, Jeff Phelps is who I was talking about.
But still, keep the mic off.
Yeah, don't ever talk again. Unless we invite you. No, it's kidding. You're great.
But we have to really kind of like point it to you and invite you.
Yeah. with more than one finger as well. Now, all this being said, I promise you, no matter what Kenny Pickett does the rest of his career, I will never, ever, 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 ever talk about how the Browns got it wrong if he goes anywhere else, including Las Vegas, and suddenly becomes something of relevance, because until that moment and well after it, he is booty cheeks and booty cheeks for the rest of time, no matter how much the Browns said they like him 2 months ago.
And it would be interesting if he just turned into a Darnold, a Baker type situation, and then the Browns are like, see? And it's like, no, you still got rid of him for a fifth round pick though, guys.
How much do the Browns actually like Kenny Pickett? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Pete Futek, College Football News, back for every Thursday here during college football season at 420. We'll talk Ohio State, Texas, Ohio's Tate of Barstool. You got to really be careful when you're saying that one out loud there. Tate's going to be joining us at 540 today as we get into Ohio State, Texas. We'll get some Browns with him as well. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social Media Reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How much do the Browns actually like Kenny Pickett, from the quarterback that is no longer here to the quarterback you wish was no longer here, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? Amidst a sea of very important workout videos of Deshaun, and I just want to point out, we started the show talking about how much did the Browns actually like Kenny Pickett, and I'm reminding myself that when Mary Kay says the trio there involving Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, they saw his workout and they liked what they saw. I'm trying to remember that they liked Kenny Pickett also, and then he's not here anymore.
Yeah, we can't just group them all together that they just love every quarterback that they see.
Yeah.
That's the new takeaway that we have with these guys, is that they just haven't met a quarterback that they don't like. Then this kind of helps us here.
Yeah, and this is what I need it to be. This is one of those, if I did the last segment under slight duress, slight protest, this is the one that I know we have to do. It would be malpractice as a show to dismiss what Mary Kay said, because, again, Mary Kay is reporting what she's heard from her sources.
Right.
So this is not Mary Kay saying she liked it. It's the team or people around the team saying this is what's happened. I don't know how much I can tolerate of Deshaun Watson this year. And it's not about Deshaun the person. It's about Deshaun the circumstance and what we have gone through together with Deshaun, and this idea, this value, this obsession with value that says, well, you got to find out what you have in Deshaun Watson before you go ahead and move on from him. To hell with that. I got 3 years of pretty definitive proof of what I got in Deshaun Watson. If you throw him out there on the field this year, I understand it. I will, on a fundamental level. I will understand it. I will not like it, and it will be a waste of our time. And in the end, it's just going to piss everybody off.
Well, he'll be in the waste of our time part of the season. Like that's what that's going to have to be, because it'll be Flacco no longer in the photo, Dylan Gabriel no longer in the photo, and then them either telling you Shador's no longer in the photo, or Shador wasn't ready to even enter the equation.
So I think that's maybe where the genesis of some of the frustration is, beyond just, it's been really sucky for those 3 years with the weight of the Deshaun thing and all the allegations and all the infighting and all the things said about Cleveland and Clevelanders. When Clevelanders didn't trade for Deshaun Watson, these guys did.
Mm-hmm.
The finality of what the Achilles injury felt like last year felt like freedom. That's exactly what it felt like. And then to be free and then to be pulled back into the depths of the Titanic with this, for whatever reason, whether it's, hey, if...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Maybe he has three good games. We can trade him for something. Or maybe somebody will agree to, even if we don't, we might have to attach a pick, but maybe they'll go ahead and take on some of that money. Totally get the business side of it. Do not care. Like, there are some times, and I get this, we all want to be the smartest man in the room. Hey, it's process over results. To hell with that in this instance. The results have stunk. The results have been untenable. They've been unbearable. You do not need to see.
Even if the results have been good, he's been very, very injured.
And here's the thing.
Like I have all the confidence in the world he's going to get injured again if he goes and plays football.
In my heart of hearts, I can't see how Deshaun would want to ever suit up for this organization again.
Well, it's his only choice. If he's going to try to find a way with another organization in March of 2027, he's got to be able to get on the field at some point in order to showcase that.
No, I don't think he does.
But no, I'm talking from like the idea that another team will take on Deshaun Watson. If he doesn't play in another game for the next 2 years, who's bothering with that?
I mean, I think, well, not for the next 2 years. This is assuming he goes another 2 years. I still think there's a chance he'll be done next offseason. I'm praying that they'll be done.
I mean, it's basically impossible. I've laid out the numbers for you. It's not going to happen. Like, the dead cap money attached to getting rid of Deshaun at any point up until March of 2027 when you do a pre-June 1st, it's impossible, Nick. It's a $167 million dead cap hit if you do it this offseason. It's not happening.
Okay.
It's not happening.
Yeah, do it. Don't
you
care if it's impossible.
You can't do $167 million dead cap hit.
You can wave your magic wand and do anything with it. Do it. Whatever. Listen, I'm not going to play.
It helps if it's post June 1st, but then that makes it even still
an
$82 million cap hit.
Okay.
Also then limits you in 2026 to then being an $81 million dead cap hit if you try. Again, like March 2027 is the first reasonable exit point that the Browns can have with Deshaun Watson.
There is no reasonable with moving on from Deshaun Watson. The only reasonable thing is Deshaun Watson never plays it down for the Cleveland Browns again.
Well, that's the part you can control. Again, like if you're paying out his money and you're paying out what his salary is because you extended it and did it the way that you did it, like the idea that Deshaun just gets to hang out in the background and you make these nice comments, he makes his nice videos and never sees the field is probably the most, it's the likeliest of likely scenarios that happens because it benefits the Browns much more than it benefits Deshaun, but like it's almost impossible to find a way that he's not on the roster, not on the team.
I like that you said almost, because that means you're telling me there's a chance.
I mean, but $167 million in dead cap money is not realistic.
Post June 1st.
Okay, fine. You want to cut it down to $82 million. It's
chef's kiss.
When you can just run out the clock with it, it's really, what's the difference?
The difference is, as long as he's under contract with the Cleveland Browns, there's a threat he'll play for the Cleveland Browns again, and it doesn't need to happen. It doesn't. It is needless. No, there is nothing he can do in a short amount of time that is suddenly going to change the perception of him around the NFL. So all you're going to be doing is pulling the scab off of that wound and reigniting it for every Clevelander. All you're going to do is starting a tremendous fight with your fans. It's going to piss everybody off. Like, even if he's just the backup, oh, well, now Dylan, Joe's done. All right, Joe didn't do well enough. Now we moved on to Dylan. Well, Dylan got hurt, so it's Shador's turn. Well, Deshaun's going to be the backup. All right, anytime you put him on the active roster, you've now went from, well, he's on the roster, there's a chance, you know, he's on the payroll, there's a chance he can play hypothetically, to there's a definitive chance he's going to play, and good luck. This is needless. You do not need to do. There's no amount of Deshaun Watson that I can tolerate. Zero wins this year. And B, somehow at the end of this, oh, hey, you got the number one pick. Cool, Rosie. I can tolerate the 10-win Russell Wilson bridge to nowhere season. Because I like Shador Sanders, and they like Dylan Gabriel, and that in some way they're guys you might position as the future beyond Joe Flacco. Cool. There's one thing I cannot tolerate. On this I can tolerate. Deshaun playing this year or being in a position to play this year or next or ever again, I cannot tolerate.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes down. You know, most teams you'd be like, well, you're never getting to five quarterbacks anyway, because Bailey Zappi's still ahead of him at this point. And most teams you'd say that, but we played five quarterbacks last year. So, like, we can't even take that out of the equation. Like, what happens if we do have a doomsday scenario and you're down to Bailey Zappi and then Deshaun Watson as the backup quarterback? Do they sign another quarterback?
Yeah, Dresser Wynn.
Just to make sure Dresser Wynn's back in the equation.
Yeah, the real DW summer call.
The Armoire Wynn is back in the equation.
And give him the number 4, too. Let's make it real personal.
I'll be curious to find out what they do because Stefanski and Haslam and all these people involved. I told you yesterday about Haslam being at Deshaun's wedding. Like, They for some reason care deeply about Deshaun, and they're not being shy about caring deeply about Deshaun. So I just don't know that they have the same energy that you have or I have to never see him suit up.
Listen, when I say this, it is not a personal thing. I am not speaking to Deshaun the human, because I am past the point where I have to make that whatever the assessment there about how I feel about Deshaun. This is about Deshaun the situation. And I think you are allowed to feel. I think to me it's an endearing sign that they don't allow the failure of that trade to impact how they treat the human being in terms of going to his wedding or how they treat him around the facility. That's the way a classy organization would do things. So I like to see that with the Cleveland Browns. It's also not the same thing as I'd like to see Deshaun Watson suit up for this organization ever again. 216-474-0092. We're going to move quick hits back because I think we got some calls on this and want to hear your reaction on this. And I've spoken a lot on this. I want to get your take on this. How much Deshaun Watson can fans tolerate? How much can you tolerate JP's side of this? And Dan, Abner, and Tom in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Your boy got a little heated, got a little antsy in my pantsy. I respect the approach that you are taking, which is, here's the situation, here's where the cap is, here's where you're laying out all the details.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm past that approach on this specific thing. I am logical. I am reasonable on many of the different things that they're going to do this year. I am to the point where, no. This is not we're just going to sit here and have our big thoughts and our big ideas and we're going to sit and talk rationally. No. No, this is the worst trade in NFL history, and there is no way to separate Deshaun, the person, from that. Right? What I mean by that is there's no way to separate how you feel about any of this between the Browns and him, between him and the Browns. Like, there is no value in getting him out there in any specific way or holding on to him through the 2026 season. That's just where I'm at. Where are you at with it?
No, I mean, there's nothing else they really could do right now. That, like, it's not defending the Browns, but it is taking their approach and looking at it. Once they extended out another season on that contract, there's nothing they could have done this offseason. It's not realistic. $167 million in dead money is just not something anybody can take on. And I know if your answer is I don't care, well, that's great, but it's not practical in the slightest bit. So, like, my approach to it is I think they're actually handling this the right way. In signing Bailey Zappi and then having another quarterback in here, I think what they're telling everyone is publicly we are trying to play as nice as we can with Deshaun Watson while acknowledging that we're never going to get to a spot where Deshaun Watson actually sees the field. Have to go through four quarterbacks before you can even sniff that. And I think I don't know what other better approach they could possibly take after they find themselves so in deep with this. Now, if it was up to me, I wouldn't have put myself in this situation to begin with, but they have. And you can only respond to what they're trying to do since then. And since then, you can't just dog Deshaun Watson at every turn. It's not going to work that way. You have to give off the fronting face that you're giving him a chance. And then the hope is, if you're the Browns, that he ends up just injuring himself while rehabbing over and over and over again, the way that he injured himself for the first 3 years in a Browns uniform, and then you can collect some of the insurance payouts and you recoup some of the money in the long term.
So I think that the Browns have Bailey Zappe here for a purpose. I'm speaking to the idea, if they do think there's a way that they can get him on that field this year and that there will not be a significant reaction to it, they are wrong. No matter the contract. So I'm not talking about like, I'm not just talking about like when you move on from him, that kind of stuff. Like, I'm saying that whatever value you think there is in him playing this year, if that is the intention, and by the way, certainly if it's before one of the young quarterbacks or both the young quarterbacks, if that is the intention.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You need to think about this a lot more than you already are, because I don't care how you spin it, I don't care how logical you try to sound, it will not be met with logic back from the fans if you try to play him this year.
I just wonder if it's all smoke and mirrors, you know, like that side of it, like the idea that, because if you look at their actions tell you they've just continued to sign quarterbacks. And maybe, you know, I think why a lot of Browns fans are still like, oh, maybe we will see Deshaun this year, is only because it's only here where you could have a fifth string quarterback and be like, yeah, he might see the field, because we just watched five quarterbacks see the field last year.
216-474-0092. How much Deshaun Watson can you tolerate? So I'm talking about on the field, all right? I'm talking about the football player. I'm not talking about the human being. I'm talking about the circus that has come with this, not the human being. I cannot tolerate any amount of him playing this year. I have no tolerance for it. I have no patience for it. You do not have to do it. Literally, you just don't have to do it this year in any way, shape, or form. Even if you have to have him on the active roster, and then he's, meaning like he's on the 53-man, and then you have him what Houston did for a full year. He's now inactive. Cool. Do that. Because he sees the field, and the bleep hits the fan. For you, how much can you tolerate?
I'm not where you're at. I'm not where you're at all. I don't feel like if he sees the field, then it's just because the season is gone anyway and they're not competitive. If you're down to your fifth quarterback, it just is what it is. And so if he sees the final three games, I'm not going to be up in arms in it. The season's cooked anyway. They're trying to play for a number one overall pick more likely than not. And it just is what it is. In fact, I'll be curious more than anything. I think my curiosity would peak into the idea that I know he's either injured or sucks, and I want to see exactly how bad it goes in those three games.
And what if he Lovie Smiths it? What if he's the guy that takes you from the first pick to the fifth pick?
Well, I think you got to figure that out very early on. If he ends up doing that, first off, that'd be so Deshaun Watson if that were to happen.
It'd be so Cleveland Browns.
Where all of a sudden he ends up for the first time in 3 years looking like a competent quarterback and then being able to finish out and play games. And if he was to do that, and if he, I don't know, found some magic, then you know what's going to happen? People like Albert Breer, who came on here a couple weeks ago and suggested that he's the best quarterback on this roster when it comes to a talent ability, they're going to start wondering if he still does have some of that left in him.
Dan in Northfield, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Just bear with me for 1 second. I used to record Days of Our Lives when I was younger, and I was into it, you know. And this is a soap opera. This is a soap opera. And I say now at this point that we're at, put Deshaun on, get your money's worth, see what he can do. Let him pay his debts.
I mean, in fairness, I think this is less, and thank you, buddy. I think this is less about his debts and more about the Browns' debt.
Yeah, the Browns owe him money right now.
I think what Dan, I understand kind of what I think Dan is hinting at beyond the where you're taking it. Like, I don't feel like Deshaun owes me anything because I've closed the chapter in the book. But I do think the Browns owe fans something, which is to not open that book back up. Is that savvy?
I mean, I maybe that's what he's getting at. I thought what Dan was striving at was the idea that if you're already paying this man X amount of money to be on the roster, why are you going out there and paying more people to then go ahead and try to play the position? You have an asset or a player on the team that you're already paying more than anybody else. Just get your money's worth.
And I would say getting them, they can't recoup the asset. They can't repay the debt. There's nothing you can do this year. The only thing you can do is extend this a little bit more, at which point do you trust, let's say Deshaun gets 6 games. Let's say he looks reasonably well, all right? It doesn't look like Houston, but he looks like, let's say, there's a 2023 Deshaun before the injury, all right? You going to go and put him out there for the full season? You going to let him lead the starting thing in 2026?
No, they're not going to, but they might actually then, if he looks as good as you're saying, they might consider it for him to be the backup quarterback the following year.
Yeah, there's no need for any of that, in my opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion. I don't need any of that. And by the way, I don't think there's anything reasonably he can do. There's no reason to believe now, 6 years removed, at least 5 years, going on 6 years removed, that Houston Deshaun's anywhere in there. Abner on West Boulevard, what you got for us?
Good Lord, gentlemen. Let me start off by saying this. In the case of Peterlin, I heard Peterlin say he was curious. Well, let me tell you something about curiosity, Peter.
It killed the
curiosity
cat.
Is what leads humans to discovery. But in the Browns' case, it led us to failure. What do you mean, Abner, by failure? Well, let me tell you, Peterson, this is on the subject of Deshaun Watson. We let Baker Mayfield go, who is an absolute dog. If he puts up another phenomenal season, he is a top 8 quarterback. So we let go a top 8 quarterback because we were, quote-unquote, curious. And thought we could do better, but were we wrong? So let me tell you something. I'm gonna tie things up.
Abner, it's not a one for one. And also, curious is not. I think you're reading too much into that. There, it's not that deep with this. It's
their curiosity or your curiosity?
No, the Browns.
No, I was asking Peter.
No, go ahead, Abner. Go off.
And both the Browns, maybe not so much you, Peterlin, but maybe I'm just reflecting on you, but it's okay. You know, Peterlin, you know I like you. You know I would never do something like that. But anyways, Peterlin, watch how I tie this in here, Peterlin.
Yeah.
We have the Browns, or excuse me, OSU versus Texas. We have, you know, rumors that maybe Arch Manning might come to the Browns or be drafted by the Browns. I leave you with this. If the Browns draft one more quarterback and it does not work out, stop drafting quarterbacks. Why? Because we drafted Johnny Manziel, who's considered one of the best ever in college football. Why? Because we drafted Baker Mayfield, who's considered one of the best in college football. If we mess up this draft again with a quarterback, stop drafting. You're not meant to.
But we traded with Deshaun, so we can't draft or trade quarterbacks. How are we going to acquire a quarterback?
Got to sign him.
But I hear rumors we're going to get Drew Allen. I hear rumors that, hell, if Arch Manning is available and we can get him, we're going to get him. My point is, if we have another high pick and we get another quarterback and it doesn't work out, stop, because you're not meant to draft. You can't develop quarter. It's like a big man. If a big man for years and years keeps shooting the three, but he can't shoot the three, at some point, stop shooting the three. Just draft a quarterback. You're meant to. There's always great quarterbacks on the market that you can get that are seasoned veterans.
There really is not.
The Browns can't develop. There really are. If you.
Abner, we appreciate you. This was like a Dion Waiters night at the queue. We appreciate you. High volume shooter. Got a lot there. Had a couple analogies. Had a couple tangents. Big takeaways. Recap them.
Of Abner?
Yeah.
Ball knower.
Said your name a lot.
Ball knower right there, that Abner.
Said your name a lot.
Absolute ball knower.
The more somebody says your name within something,
yeah,
the more they're going right at you, right? Like Peterlin. Hey, Peterlin. A couple times he said Peterson, I'm pretty sure.
He did a couple times,
I think,
yeah.
He might have said Pearson once. Like, there was a
we've
lot
known
there.
Abner. We've known Abner for a long time. He's a good guy.
Any thoughts on the content of his call, though?
How about your thoughts on the content of his call?
I believe he was talking to Pearson. Peterlin.
I got a DM. Somebody says, I should call you Nick Scholes. With the Chloe thing.
Also, who came in the studio and talked about?
I did.
Mac. All right, Mac, recap the Choli incident that you got, the text.
Yeah, so I texted my cousin named Chloe and asked her, have you ever had your name pronounced Choli before? And she said, too many times to count, but usually as a joke.
But not all the time.
But always as a joke, right?
No. Usually
as a joke.
Why are you smiling right now?
Because I'm trying to help you avoid the Choli problem.
It's not a problem. There's no way it's a problem. Now, as a joke, I hadn't considered the as a joke part of this.
This is why we don't name kids Dolores either, because it rhymes a little too much with something else.
Yeah. No, we know what it rhymes with. What do you want me to respond to that with?
I'm making the comparison. Choli, Chloe, you're going to get it. Well, no, you're not going to get it. You're dooming her to get it. Is it hype or do you just trust the Manning brand? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.